Hey listeners, welcome in. This is Shiloh, Victoria, and Abby, the Abby with the last name that no one can pronounce. Today we're going to talk about Brazil's carnivals, but more specifically, Salvador's specific carnivals.
What is carnival? And what is Salvador de Bahia, and what makes it different? Carnival do Brasil, better known as Carnival or Carnival, is a festival held every year starting on the Friday afternoon before Ash Wednesday. The origins of Carnival can be traced back to ancient Greek times. The Greeks had a carnival in the spring in the honor of Dionysus, the god of wine. The Romans then adopted this festival in honor of their wine gods, Bacchus and Saturnalia. Eventually, the Roman Catholic Church changed the feasts and celebrations of Saturnalia to be before Lent. That festival then evolved into a celebration of music, dance, food, and drink, much to the church's displeasure. When we hear carnival, the image of massive parades, Mardi Gras, bright colors, loud music, crowded streets, and Rio come to mind. Rio's carnival is the most popular celebration that is known to the public. Every state of Brazil has a different carnival that we know than what we imagine. Today we're going to talk about Salvador's carnival and how it is different from the stereotypical image that comes to mind. Salvador de Bahia, or Salvador, is the capital of Bahia. Salvador has a rich history and was a high traffic area of the transatlantic slave trade. Due to this, Salvador's population is predominantly Black or African. This African heritage influences their carnival. The most notable influence is samba. This is where the term Afro-Brazilian comes from. The people of Salvador are very proud of their African heritage. I now pass the mic to Victoria so then she can explain the different cultural aspects that affect Salvador's carnival.
Hey guys, I'm going to focus on speaking about the cultural aspects of the carnival in Salvador de Bahia. Lots of the culture stems from African descent. Other than happiness, this carnival focuses on promoting Black pride that promotes peace within the community, which is often led by the followers of Gandhi. To add some backstory on why African culture is so prominent in Brazil, it was the largest destination for African slaves in the Americas. This lasted for over 3 centuries, from the late 15th century to the late 19th century. Aside from Nigeria, Brazil has the world's second largest population of African descent. Salvador Bahia carries the largest connection to African culture in all of the Americas. African culture has created the nation's identity. Out of the 15 million Brazilians, more than 11 million are able to trace their ancestry back to Africa. The Salvador de Bahia Carnival is separated into different circuits or block parties that are all influenced by African descent. I will hand over the spotlight to Abby for her to give a more thorough explanation on how the circuits work.
All right, what are blocos and circuits, and how do they look? Blocos and circuits are lavish parties formed for celebration purposes. Many times they take place in streets in various neighborhoods. People dress up, listen to music, dance, and perform various other activities. Many of the blocos and circuits revolve around African-American heritage and other heritages that you can find in Brazil. You can see this through the music that they listen to, like samba, or the clothing they wear, like the bright blue and white clothing that can be seen at Filhos de Gandhi block parties.
Now that we've established what a circuit is, I'm going to introduce you to the Pelourinho circuit. The circuit is in Salvador's historic center. The circuit has an old school throwback theme. There are brass bands, small drum troops, the streets are decorated, and people are in costume, and there are plenty of stages where live bands perform. This area becomes a playground of sorts due to all the different things going on. The circuit is much smaller than all the other circuits. Being much smaller, it's not nearly as crowded or loud as the other circuits. This is ideal for families. There even is a square just for kids, which is really cool that the kids get to experience carnival just for them. It makes me think of the children's area at the Summerfest grounds. The culture and the roots of the culture are more present here. People wear traditional African attire and have choreographed dances from Afro-Brazilian passages. There's a smaller circuit that branches off. This circuit is called the Batinha Circuit. The circuit was named after the famous samba musician Oscar da Penha and connects the high city to the low city. One really cool fact about the circuit is that you have to traverse it either by foot or bicycle. The streets are so narrow that cars aren't allowed on them.
Another circuit I will be speaking on is the Barra Ondina circuit. Barra Ondina is a beach circuit that runs in a straight line along the coast and currently is the most popular. It starts by a lighthouse in a village named Barra and ends 4 kilometers in Ondina. These neighborhoods have lots of upper middle class individuals that tend to attract what Brazilians called gente bonita, or pretty people. These are the kinds of individuals who have money and education. Beyond that, though, all kinds of people party in this bloco. Additionally, this bloco is where you'll find more upscale party boxes, which are mini parties within a big party. All types of music can be heard at these carnivals, from popular Brazilian artists to EDM artists. Some include U2, DJ Cascade, David Guetta, etc. Which, in my opinion, sounds like a good time.
Hey guys, I'm going to talk about a different type of block party that is commonly found in Brazil called Feloces de Gande. Feloces de Gande is a lavish block party based around the Indian specific Mahatma Gandhi. A Foxe Feloces is a cultural and social institution that throw these parties. They are founded in February of 1949 in Salvador. Today, there are more than 16,000 members. Isn't that crazy? They traditionally wear blue and white printed clothing with necklaces, jewelries, and turbans. Very stunning, if you ask me. At the end of the party, at Largo de Pelourinho, they have a candomblé ritual. Sadly, women are not accepted, but in the 1970s, they gained their own block party called the Daughters of Gandhi. In 1996, Gandhi Social was founded for socio-educational projects stemming from the institution. Their goals were to help children and the communities around them in need.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast on the Salvador de Bahia Carnival. Hopefully we taught you guys a little something. Bye!